I got it pulled up on my phone. It's straight.
All right.
I think they're making something spicy in the kitchen because I kept coughing.
You did.
I'm like, why am I having problems breathing? Ooh. Oh, it's just happened now.
It's spicy.
They must be cooking peppers.
Look, like, this is like kind of like my. This is one of the last hole in the walls in downtown Detroit.
It's chill in here. Like
it's
I really like
super
it.
Super chill. Oh, the people that work here are cool as hell and chill.
Yeah.
I'm not that much of a regular, but I'm a.
You come here too much. No.
I come here enough, right?
Right. I'm drinking. Where is here? We're at Hot Taco.
Yes, near Grand Circus Park.
It smells so good in here. I didn't get any food today.
I don't know what street we're on of.
I don't know. People have to. We have Google in this day and age.
Right. So search for Hot Taco, y'all, because I don't know what street.
It's I don't know what street this is, but I see the address and it's 2233 something something.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything.
You'll figure it out.
What'd you end up getting, Ray?
What did I got? I got some really delicious veggie tacos, three of them on corn.
How much was that?
That was like with the pop and everything, like $7 some cents, $7.30 some cents. Like so, without those, it was like $6.45 or whatever.
Yeah.
Without that.
I got a pop for like a dollar.
This is one of the few places in downtown Detroit. Less than $10 can do some damage.
Yeah, and I've had their tacos before, and they're pretty good.
Like, yeah, and I'm
they haven't disappointed.
They got like vegan tacos and stuff. It's like really, it's like almost like an ecosystem. You got to like search and find and do a scavenger hunt. It's like, where are the plant based places at? Where is the vegetarian places?
Well, everyone now is trying to offer.
They're trying. That's because of you. You started that trend in Detroit.
I highly doubt it because I was gone when it boomed, like when it popped off. I was gone.
You were gone. So what the hell happened? Who got the word out that we need to eat too?
Well, all of the angry vegans is like, look, we like to eat.
Thank
too.
Y'all. Look, look, got these new companies out here and these meatless stuff, and you got meat eaters talking about meatless products, and we're taking over.
I be at Burger King every other day. I know it's not good for me, like the Impossible Burger, but it tastes.
It's something.
Just, it's so nice to be able to eat Burger King again. Like, right. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's
so
nice.
And I have to just eat fries and onion rings. Right. And stuff, right?
I'm like, it's so nice. Because, okay, they did. Granted, they did have a veggie burger. It was the Morningstar, but not to be funny, but I don't like it personally, but I do enjoy the Impossible Burger. Like, it's so good.
The Impossible Burger from White Castle slaps.
Yes.
It slaps.
It depends on which location, because one time I got an Impossible Burger, and I don't think they cooked it all the way, and it wasn't that good.
Or it was a little soggy. I actually had a place that was kind of bad, and it was overcooked, and it was like,
because
you know, like, meat eaters, when y'all switching to plant-based eating, and don't cook the veggie meat stuff or the veggie crumbles and anything like that. Like meat, it's not meat no more.
No.
It's not meat. There's no blood vessels, no
you don't have to
pus,
cook, you don't have
no
to cook
hair.
It to
you don't have to cook it to heal and kill E. coli because it's not that much in there.
Not nothing going on, yeah.
The benefits of plant-based living, right?
Vegan? No. What is this? This is not a vegan commercial. Like, go vegan.
Go vegan.
But the thing is, it's so funny. I'm a vegan who doesn't even, I don't fuck with PETA like that. Like,
no,
the
only fuck with PETA.
The only time I go on PETA's website is to look up, like, stuff that's accidentally vegan. Because I'm greedy.
Right.
I like my junk food, so.
Like Oreos, right?
Yeah.
And when I found out that was vegan, I spread the gospel.
Half of Trader Joe's food is, like, accidentally vegan.
Sure.
Like, a lot of their cookies and snacks, like, I went in there and I was like. I was moving people out the way. I was like,
so we don't have to want, we don't have to be denied or anything like that.
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I just had some vegan queso dip yesterday. It was so good.
Hello. Whoa. Sounds like
first of all, I'm a Whole Foods lover. But I mean, for real, sleeping on Trader Joe's. Like, Trader Joe's be having the snacks.
Look, and like when I used to be in Ann Arbor, Bush's was that deal too.
What was it?
Bush's.
I've never been.
Bush's is kind of like a Trader Joe's. It's really similar to it. To be honest, I haven't been in a Trader Joe's, but I've been to a Bush's, and it's very similar. I think they're more local, more smaller, like Michigan based.
Yeah.
I think Trader Joe's is more like more chain like or something.
It is Trader Joe's. Yeah, Trader Joe's, Aldi's, Whole Foods. I love Aldi's too. They got
so
some good stuff.
This ain't even a vegan and vegetarian podcast, but gave a whole bunch of our vegan and vegetarian and plant based listeners.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're not I hate being that person, being like, I'm not that type of vegan that's always like forcing people.
We gotta like preface ourselves, right?
Like,
yeah. I'm not an angry vegan. I'm not crazy. But vegan food is hella good. Okay.
So good.
And you know, actually, not even to be shady, but vegan food didn't get good until people of color got into the vegan scene. I'm not gonna lie, because before it was just like bland ass.
They needed us. They was waiting on us at the dough.
Yeah, people was just living off of oatmeal. I was right. Like, yo.
Right, and a whole bunch of carbs and stuff.
Right, I'm like, yo, this ain't it. Like, we need mm-hmm. something.
We cannot have bland food, not at all. Right. Not even vegetarians.
I really can't. I need flavor. I need seasonings.
Right?
Man, we really went off. Okay, let's get into
this
it.
That's a long B-roll, Sam. Right. Let's get into this.
So, hey, guys. Welcome back to Do Better Be That Podcast. I'm your co-host, Sam.
And I'm your other co-host, Ray.
And thank you guys so much for all the support. As usual, I mean, you're still hitting us up on Twitter. And we just want to say thank you for all the support and the way you guys have been interacting with us through Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And don't forget, you can interact with us through email at dobetterddot@gmail.com. That's dobetterddot@gmail.com. And don't forget, you guys can email us your Are You Afraid of the Bus story.
Yes.
Straight to the email. We want more.
I'm going to give y'all that email again. dobetterddot@gmail.com. Send us some stories. We know y'all got them. We know they some crazy stories. And we all want to hear them.
Yeah.
So send it to dobetterddot@gmail.com. I think it's your turn for housekeeping. What do you think?
Sure.
All right.
All right, some housekeeping, DART info, and other things. DART is a new way to pay for transit. Save before you pay. No more transfers, no more additional fees. Pay once and ride on both DDOT and SMART. All this information and more is also on the DDOT website, DetroitMI.gov. And the DART app is up and running, by the way. Yeah, yeah. You can now purchase your 4-hour, 24-hour, your 7-day regional, and your 31-day regional passes through the DART app, available for both Apple and Android. However, and this is the kicker, there's a 15-cent fee per pass, not per transaction.
Per pass, y'all. 15 cents, they taxing us.
They tax us. So if you buy 2 4-hour passes, it'll be $4.30, not $4.15 like I thought. I'm still salty about that.
I would be too if I had to pay an extra 15 cents on top of an app to go pay for some fares for a late ass bus.
It's always late. The fuck? They're always late, or they don't show up at all. So.
Right, or it's like 3 of them in a fucking row and stuff like that, and you was wondering why you was sitting there for 45 minutes.
They be coming early, they be coming late, they never just on time.
New fucking app though.
Yeah, yay.
Yay. Extra 15 cent fee per pass. Real. The fuck out of here with that.
Sometimes I don't know what to do with y'all, D-Dot. Like, I don't know what to do with y'all.
Y'all already don't want to talk to us.
Don't want to do nothing. So segueing into that whole thing, we're just gonna start calling. We're just gonna call this episode "Get It Together, DART." Basically, I'm just kidding, but literally, it should be called that. Get It Together, DART.
Get It Together.
So yeah,
DART.
So like we've mentioned this before, there are no DDOT only passes up for sale through the DART app. It's regional pass as far as the 7-day and 31-day passes go. Like, there's DDOT only.
So you can't buy that on the DART app?
No.
You can't buy.
You have to buy the regional.
You got to buy the regional 31-day, 7-day, 4-hour, and then 24-hour passes, regional?
Yep.
So if you reside in the city of Detroit, what you're telling me, Sam?
Wait, did you say 24-hour?
Yes.
No. It's the 7-day and the 31-day.
Because
like the 4-hour and the 24-hour is the same price.
That's
no
all regional.
What.
There is no such thing as the DDOT only 24-hour.
Right.
Or there is reduced fare. So are they fare. Able to
they
get there?
They are able to get that. The reduced fare is there. Of course, you still have to show like ID, but
they really ask them about that too, right?
Yeah, they really do.
So you're a senior citizen, you still got to show your ID.
Mm-hmm.
That's policy, I guess.
Yep.
All right. What else about this? What's missing?
So
what's going on with
missing?
That?
So what passes are excluded? Basically, like we said, the 7-day and 31 days are excluded. And, oh, by the way, because, okay, this is what kills me. You know how the reduced fare is 50 cents, right, for seniors and disabled, right? But because of the 15 cent fee through the app, your pass is now 65 cents instead of 50 cents.
Doesn't that break federal law that senior citizens and disabled folks and qualified individuals per federal regulation are supposed to pay a reduced rate?
Yeah, so but the fee doesn't count though. Like if they add an extra fee, I think that's how they get away with it.
They do get away with it because their whole loophole is going to be that this is a third party fee.
Mm-hmm.
But why?
They have nothing to do with that.
Wouldn't you just cover the fucking cost of it so that seniors don't have to pay an extra 15 cents? They are entitled to pay 50 cents, so are disabled folks as well too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So now they're gonna pay 65 cents for the privilege of using it on an app. We understand that as a third party, you gotta do the transactions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you are a public department running on our tax dollars, and you could not cover the cost of 15 cents per pass.
Apparently not. I mean, but we're just supposed so damn
to jump
cheap.
Right, but we're supposed to jump up and down about a fucking app.
So dumb.
Sure.
And then also because you know cash customers are excluded. Because, I mean, you know, if they don't
have a bank account or a credit card,
they can't use the app. So they have to just pay on the bus, you know. However, like, you know, with the whole reduced fare, 31-day, 7-day passes and things like that, people go to the office, right, to get those. But they're only open during, like, people's regular work hours.
Right. Also, so while you're at work, and you live in Detroit and you need a DDOT only pass that you can't buy on the Dart app that they sit here harping about, you still gotta go to downtown Detroit at the Rosa Parks Transit Center or go to the DDOT headquarters at 1301 East Warren, DDOT.
Yeah.
And their hours are probably even weirder too. So it's buyer beware. And then that hour long lunch. I get 30 minutes at work. How long do you get at before your lunch break at work?
However long I want to fucking take it.
Okay. That's cool. But
it's actually 30 minutes.
30
I'm
minutes.
Just, I'm just being sassy, but it's actually 30 minutes.
Because that's how long that's their lunch break, right? And do that, right? It's an hour long and stuff like that too on the
that's
public
a dream.
Dime. Yeah, our taxes are paying, you know, for that. So an hour long, and we all gotta have breaks, right? But
yeah.
The drivers don't even get a break though. They gotta like just wait to get to the end of the route and use the bathroom at the transit center or stop.
I've seen many a driver at Woodward and Larned, right in front of Plum Market, scarfing down a sandwich or something just to get it in so they can hurry up.
A choke risk, and that's a human being driving us around so we can get to our medical appointments and school and
exactly.
Everything else on time.
They don't get real
and they
breaks.
They don't get real breaks. And these folks work so hard
in
the city. They really do.
They work really hard. Like, I mean, and then what were we reading about? We had a tweet from Margaret Maddox. She was talking about the senior fare. So we posted that DDOT was getting rid of that $1 application fee for the reduced senior fare,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. And she was confused about whether it was online only
mm-hmm.
or was it going to be, like, you know, was everything going to be online only? Could you still pay on the bus? And the answer is yes, you can still pay for your passes on the bus, or like, you know, those special passes, what is it, the 31-day and the 7-day passes, you can still go to the Rosa Parks Transit Center to pay for those there. It's just that through the app you will be charged that extra 15-cent fee. I mean, so it won't be 50 cents, it'll be 65 cents if you purchase your four-hour pass through
Dart.
So yeah, it's kind of messed up.
It really is messed up. So Marguerite, thank you so much for tweeting that. And unfortunately,
I think I said her name wrong. Sorry, Marguerite.
That's okay. It's an accident. It's all right. Well, thank you, Marguerite, for tweeting that. And we encourage her and all other folks or fans, whatever you want to refer to yourself as,
mm-hmm.
if you have any questions, we might be able to answer for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're experts here. We're bus riders. We've been using the system for many years, so we know about policies and other things. So definitely send those tweets and emails and everything. Thank you, Margaret. We hope that you're hearing this, and if you're not, we want to get the word out
mm-hmm.
that seniors, unfortunately, on Dart app have to pay an extra 15 cents.
Makes no sense.
So they got a fare increase,
along
with everybody else on May 1st.
So in order for them to just basically continue to have that 50 cent fee, they have to be cash only. But the Dart app, as like wild as it is, it's super convenient. Like, it's all I use now because
mm-hmm.
it's just way more convenient. I don't like carrying cash, and I'm pretty sure most people don't like carrying cash.
Right,
either.
Or pulling out their wallet either, too. Wallet, it would just have been nice if, like, DDOT only customers, like, who don't ride smart, mm-hmm. I wish that they would be able to pass by their pass, and it would be convenient for them, too.
Yeah, seriously.
Because you, like, I've seen people, like, you know, show the app and everything.
Get rid of the 15-cent fee. It makes no sense.
Cover it. How about you just cover it with our tax dollars? I'll pay for it. You want to pay for it?
We already paying for it, aren't we?
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, moving on real quick, because Ray has some exciting news. Rather, not even news. It's a story time, y'all.
All right. So, get some blankets on. Kindle that fire.
Grab your tea.
You hear that whistling in the kitchen? Y'all ready for tea time? Let's talk. But we need to catch up, y'all. All right, so we in season two. We missed y'all. So, remember last month and then, you know, these other podcast episodes, right? Did we told y'all that they have DDOT community input meetings on the third Thursday when we were just getting the word out? So, like, last month in August, they said we're going to see y'all in November. We was like, we're going to see y'all next month.
September.
This is September now. It's the 19th. It's the third Thursday of the month. DDOT wasn't there. So I got dropped off by another teammate of mine. I'm not going to say names, just
for privacy purposes.
But two of our guests from last season were part of the effort as well, too. But let's get into this meeting that we did. So what we did first was we got deployed downtown. We were at bay number 14 at the Rosa Parks Transit Center. We got our box of materials, sign-in sheets, newspapers, DDOT flyers that I made, about 100 some copies of, the student fair ID flyer, our fair cards to support, you know, some sort of flyers to talk about this new program that Detroit People's Platform is trying to get passed the city council. I believe it's called the Low Income Fair Program. And also there was some other literature and just some, you know, organizing where we got folks on clipboards. And it was right before, like, we even went into the Rosa Parks Transit Center. Our team was kind of meeting up and coming, and Larry was like, oh, I'm sorry,
team member
was personing our makeshift table. We had our sign, we had our t-shirts on, and we're just gathering our materials. So I was like, look, here's a, we had a flip phone. I was like, team member, if something goes down, you call me. If something goes down, I call you. So we got our extra cell phones. So I walk in with a fellow team member and their family member, and then we saw somebody at the Transit Center who goes to the third Thursday meetings. Then she said, they having a meeting today? I said, no, but we're out here and we're gonna have a makeshift community DDOT input meeting. So yes, in case y'all didn't hear me, we had a makeshift community DDOT input meeting. So I stood facing the windows where people are waiting for the buses, and our other team member had a camera going live on our Instagram, I think, or his Facebook. I'm not sure which one it was, but it was on Transit Talks. And that's the online page for the Detroit People's Platform Transit Justice Team. So if you want to know about what they do in their work, definitely look at Transit Talks, because that's where the video is, too. Yeah, it's me. It's Ray. Y'all gonna figure this out by now, right? So I'm inside the Transit Center, and then I began to yell off the updates of the Grand River bus, right? And then I get a few more words in, and then I get to, like, crash it, and then I get approached by two transit cops.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my God, right? Okay. And then, you know, another team member was around, and then the folks that were sitting, they were like, what was going on? So before they came up, we were saying, like, DDOT canceled the meeting, so we're going to be here in lieu of them being here, right? We're going to be there for you to give you information, because the student fares has changed. There's a new way for them to get their cards. There are 6 changes to major routes and things of that sort. Like, there's a new route, the junction number 26. DDOT wasn't there to tell folks. So we said that we're very explicit in saying that we're doing this because DDOT not here, essentially. So two cops come up, right? And they said, y'all having a public meeting? And we're like, yes, we are having a public meeting. DDOT canceled theirs. And they said, oh, you're going to have to go on over to the front desk or whatever and check in with them. So we get on over. And this lady was like, what are y'all doing? And it was like, y'all can't be here with those cameras and everything like that and having a meeting. This is, there's no public meeting today. So you can't go in to go do this. And I'm like, ma'am, we're here. We have a First Amendment right. We have freedom of assembly and speech. So why are you coming at us like this? And she said, well, you can do your First Amendment rights outside. That's literally what she said. She literally said, well, you can't, and she did this in such a mocking way. And I'm like, I want your name, because you have no right to talk to us like that, okay? I want your name so I can report you to your boss, all right? And report you to the city government, because there's no way to come treat us like that. The one other person sitting out there at the information desk was like, deer in the headlights. She was like, whoa, these people are serious. Just like, what the fuck is going on, right? Mm-hmm. So, all right, bear with them, y'all. So I'm mad. I'm getting pissed off. This lady coming at me all incorrect and stuff. And I'm like, we residents. We pay for this fucking building. It's public. And I said, this is a public building. Now, y'all, while this is going on, we got this all on Facebook and Instagram Live. And then why is it that, and thank you, State Representative Cynthia Jackson sent her staffer, because you know, the representative, she had to work for us in Lansing. Mm-hmm. You know, she couldn't come down to Detroit and everything. Representative Cynthia Jackson represents the State House District Number 6. Mm-hmm. So I want to acknowledge and thank her and her staff and folks for coming out to record this too. So their person was on live.
Nice.
Other team member was live. We're getting all of this on footage. So go to Transit Talks and also Detroit People's Platform. Really check them out for real, because they do some really good work. Shameless plug over. Let's get back to the story, right? So the lady, we're like kind of inching over towards that rear door by bay number 14. And I'm like, because you know me, someone come at me, I'll come at them. I'm a hothead. I'm such a hothead. I'm saying that we're going to, okay, so you're going to come outside and go do this to us then? Are you going to come outside and tell us that we can't meet outside? That's what I said to her. I literally said, are you going to come outside and stick the police on us and tell us we can't do this outside? And then we just like slowly just started to walk back. And again, we're recording all of this on video, right? Mm-hmm. So we get out near the other team member who's, you know, doing our makeshift table, right? And then we were just saying, and we were live and reporting out to the community over video that we literally just got kicked out the building for having a makeshift meeting. We didn't pass out no literature. We didn't break no rules in there, right? We was just there to be of service to the bus riders, since DDOT didn't want to come there so they can just go home early after fucking work. All right? I'm pissed off. All right? So I want y'all to understand how fucking mad I am. So just bear with me here. So let me pour a little bit more tea. I know y'all already sipped that mug already. Mm-hmm. Don't burn your tongue. Here's more to come. So we're out minding our business, and then we start to deploy. Our other team members with clipboards to other parts of like the island. And this is an island where you can wait for the buses, and the buses kind of like go around and exactly everything. So y'all can't see Samara, but she's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about, right? So that nasty little short lady comes out again, and we like, uh-oh, what's up? So I walked towards her, and I said, what are you doing? And she's taking pictures of us and other stuff like that. And I'm like, what is your name? What are you taking pictures for? What is this for? You can't come over here and go take pictures. And then even my own team members was like, well, she's free to do that. But I wanted to get her name, because first of all, you antagonized me in the building. I hope you listening. This Detroit, I grew up on the west side of Detroit, so let me not be professional right now and talk how I grew up. So lady, if you hearing me, you might be in trouble. Because I'm going to show the video of you being nasty to us to the director tomorrow that we're meeting with, all right? So you're on notice. So let's continue the story. So she came out taking pictures of us, right? And was just being nasty and evil, her little short little lady, and she went back up in the building. So we got to work. I had to calm down. My other team member was like, we got work to do. Get yourself together. And then what we did was we were talking to the folks on the live feed, giving them the same information we were giving the public. We were telling people about changes to the Grand River, the Gratiot, the Claremont, the Finkel, and then the introduction of a new route. And then we had some other flyers that we were passing out to the folks too about this change in student fares and how to get a student ID card. This was out in the island area. Mm-hmm. I see, like, I want y'all to visualize, like, us in, like, some green t-shirts or majority black Detroit Matters t-shirts with clipboards. And there's, like, groups, little, like, groups of people having conversations, engaging with bus riders. So the real beautiful thing about that is, like, we were out there organizing. And the other thing that I did too was, like, we had a whole bunch of our lawn signs and everything. So the one that didn't have those, like, metal things to dig into the ground, we used that near our makeshift table so people could come by over us. So our team member, he doesn't have, you know, he's disabled. He just sat and was there to collect information and talk. So doing the same thing that our mobile units were doing, right? So we're not in the Rosa Parks Transit Center, but nobody else is in there too, because the people that were in there with us was like, wow. So they're outside with us talking, and can, like, whatever conversation we had with them on the inside, they joined us on the outside. So that transit center was happy. So, hey, get out employees that worked in there, y'all got what y'all wanted. Nobody was in that building. So y'all could have continued to be on Facebook or file your nails or eat pizza. So yeah, so I placed some signs around our majority Black Detroit Matters lawn signs. So I put one in that area where that sad little tree in this grass and what is grass, I think.
Is it grass?
And a bunch of dirt that turned into sand. So it's like ringed off with a cute little fence. So I put a lawn sign there, and then I went to the part of the transit center, like that kind of, it's like this grate that faces Michigan Avenue, and it just like has the namesake, the Rosa Parks Transit Center there. So it was like this kind of weird fence thing, and I put our signs up along there so people can know we here. So we really had a good time, really, being of service to the bus riders. We were also, while I was talking to people in a video, so it was very interactive. It was like, it was something unique. I don't think this was ever done by any other organization in the city. So one of my team members follow me and around. I'm doing work like everybody else. Look, just because there ain't no somebody sitting back and doing nothing, right? So I'm out there base building, collecting names and passing out literature, having conversations and building relationships with bus riders. We have some, we were telling folks we're going to be here next month to get some information. And we did it from 5 to 7 p.m. And then it was really good. So really, the really best part of this is that people felt that they were being looked out for, you know. And I think that when people were saying thank you to, for doing this, some people refused literature and everything like that, but they appreciated us being out there. And we mostly just stuck around that island. We had somebody on one side, and then we had a person on the other side, and then team member was following me, and then, you know, and I would do like a call out for action to say, hey, if y'all are offended by this, mail this, email this, share this on a to your council person, to the mayor of Detroit. I kept giving out the DDOT number so many times that I can tell y'all is 313-933-1300. So y'all hearing about this, make a call to DDOT too and tell them that that was fucked up. I don't want you to say that, but just no, say it in your way that you're going to do and say, like, we need monthly meetings. So that's what I was doing. So I just wanted to tell y'all that. So not only we were just festooning the area with flyers, talking to people and collecting, you know, their names and stuff. So, you know, some people want to join us next month to do this. Mm-hmm. There's some people that want to come to our meetings and volunteer. So it was really good. And then I'll just summarize with our former guest, Siri said, she said, this whole thing was powerful and effective.
Nice.
And I also want to acknowledge that Motor City Freedom Riders wanted to join our action as well, and they sent a call out to their members. So I just want to do a shout out and thank y'all for your intent to join us, and we're gonna see y'all again next month on the third Thursday, all hands
which
on deck,
October 18th.
Who will be at Rosa Parks Transit Center, and we'll give you another review too, and maybe we'll see our friend there as well. Maybe we'll see our friend and maybe she'll get out there and volunteer with us. That's a reach. So at the, we close shop at around 6:40. And it's like we started to wrap up. We really wanted to start talking to more people, so we really didn't even wrap up till about a little bit after 7 o'clock. And then another team member that dropped me off, he called me, said, "I'm on the way, about 10 minutes away. Make sure everything packed up so we can head back out to headquarters and everything like that." So I want to thank you. I'm not going to say your name, but thank you. Seriously, mm-hmm. thank you for that too. So really we got out there. Bus riders got some information. Mm-hmm. We talked to a lot of parents too, and they were very appreciative of the flyer about how to get the student IDs. Mm-hmm. So we were doing DDOT's job.
Right, doing God's work.
yes. So if y'all got questions, email us that too, so I can, you know, tell y'all on the next episode about what it is. But seriously, like, I was really like kind of nervous leading up to this the first couple of days. I was staying late at work and getting everything out and calling people, had impromptu meetings like, okay, we're gonna do this and stuff. Information was changing. My team is wonderful. Y'all are wonderful, really. So I'm going to put a shout out to the Transit Justice team. Their page is called Transit Talks. Y'all really need to join them, too. Amazing people as well. Like, so...
Shameless plug.
Right? Sam, that's crazy.
It was good.
So do you have any questions for us?
No, I feel like you described everything perfectly. Like, I'm just excited for the next one, which will be October 18th from 5 p.m.
to 7 p.m.
Yes.
Oh, we got loudspeakers next month too. We didn't have it, so we're gonna have to like shout the information.
Oh, so it's gonna be bigger and better.
Oh yeah, more people and more organizations and more fun and more base building, more organizing, more people being aware of what's going on in their transit system. Y'all saw my head and the neck roll and the side and stuff like that. It's just like, we ready to do this. I wanna do this tomorrow, y'all.
Okay, calm down. Calm down. You just made it out today. Calm down.
I didn't even get arrested though, but I was willing to get arrested.
No.
No, I'm really willing to get arrested for bus riders. I am. I'm really willing to do that.
But if you were arrested, you out the game. So you need to like.
No,
stay
because
in the game.
My parents got their beneficiary on my account. They bail me out, and then we do the work again. That is how far I'm willing to go for all of this. I want y'all all to know that. So I was making all these contingencies and stuff, being super dramatic, and I forgot to tell y'all this. I feel so bad. So two of the transit cops, listen closely, y'all, came up. I'm not going to give their names and badge numbers and things of that sort because they gave us that because they agreed to be part of our report to the city ombudsperson.
Wow, perfect.
One of them was a sergeant as well, too.
Ooh, okay.
And they came out to us and asked us, were y'all in different rooms recording? Were y'all going over? Because that DDOT employee said that y'all were going to different rooms and going upstairs. And now we were like, no, we were just on the first floor. So the lady lied on us.
Yeah,
she lied on us. A city employee lied on us.
She's taking pictures.
She lying on us. We got her likeness though, and your boss will see this tomorrow. And so you better be prepared for that personnel meeting.
And you'll of course update us all on Do Better DDOT about how that goes.
Oh yeah, we will. So we'll talk about that meeting with the director tomorrow. So she didn't think that we were going to do this. So no, we did.
Perfect.
We got a conversation on Friday, September 20th.
Thank you so much for that harrowing tale.
That's a story that y'all need to be sending to dobetterdnot@gmail.com. I don't have to send it because I'm the co-host. So
right. That's
crazy, y'all. Like,
yes, that was
the
crazy.
Police were on our side. The transit council site said, y'all didn't do that, right? Because they even said it. We think she lying and making this up, but she said we know. One of the cops was even like, we know y'all come here every month
right.
and things of that sort. So we shook hands and everything. The state representative staffer even talked with them and everything. And then I can't say your name, but.
Oh, yes, of course.
Was another person from another organization, I don't want to get y'all in trouble, came down as well, too. And she was amazing out there supporting Facebook, but she had to go to another meeting.
Even though we can't say her name, but shout out for always showing up and showing out. Like,
thank you.
Real.
Like, you really always showing up and showing out. So, Mystery Lady, because we can't say the name. Thank you.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
We love you. All right, so let's wrap it up here. So, once again, my name is Sam.
And my name is Ray.
And you were listening to the
Do Better D-Dot podcast.
Bye.
See ya.